Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Hello, networkers, and welcome to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking guru, my retired business partner, as she continually tries to remind me, and of course, my mom, which she's not retired from. She's got that one for life. So, hi, Mom.
If I'd known that when you were born, I would have been even more depressed.
Well, how are things going for you?
Oh, things are going well.
Anything new in the garden?
It's still early. You know, I don't try and plant anything until after around the middle of May till the end. And I know that this is probably going to go out right about then. So I don't, you know, crazy people will buy a whole bunch of stuff this coming weekend because it's Mother's Day.
Yep.
And then they'll put it in the garden and then it just sits there.
Yeah.
So, and they have to water it and take care of it. So I would rather wait like another 3 to 4 weeks and I'll put it in and then it'll grow.
Okay. I will admit we will probably go out and get our tomato plants because we always put them in the big pots out front.
Oh.
So we'll probably get those stuck in there. And
well, actually, the yes. Big thing is I am going to do an experiment with my tomato plants this year, and I'm going to grow some of them in straw bales.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that a few episodes ago. About the idea you'd listen to a podcast or something?
Yeah, it was a webinar through the Pennsylvania Extension. And so Steve was supposed to have gotten my hay bales on May 1st. I wonder what happened, why we didn't get those.
Well, we were recording this actually on May 2nd. So, you know, give him a break.
Okay. All right. I may have to remind him.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested to hear how that goes for you. Of course, it helps. You're out in the country. So, you know, we can't stick hay bales out in the front of our house.
Well, why not? It's Ann Arbor. You can do anything. That's true.
Ann Arbor, we could have chicken coop out in front of our house, I guess. All right. Well, I guess we should talk a little bit about some networking on this podcast about networking. So,
all right.
We actually had a question come in. This was from a student at Eastern Michigan University. I go and speak there every semester. There's a professor there who brings me in to talk to her classes on. Teach them about networking. They're marketing managers and sales managers, or future ones. And this is Monina Lamb. She had a question, which was, what can an extrovert learn from an introvert when it comes to networking and vice versa? So I guess we should first of all say what we mean by introvert and extrovert. And from what I understand, the definition is basically where you get your energy from.
Yes.
Introverts were very internal, and you and I are both introverts, which people find surprising, but it's less about your behavior and more about the energy. Whereas right. Extroverts gain their energy from being in a crowd. They love that external energy coming in.
Yes.
Which basically crushes us. So,
yeah.
So that being the case, it's not about shyness. It's not about outgoing versus shy. It's purely an energy thing. What can an extrovert learn from an introvert with regards to networking?
They can learn that if they shut up, stop talking, and ask questions as opposed to talking, that they'll gain a lot more stronger connected relationships, probably.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's interesting because those of us who are introverted and especially early in our lives, I know that going to like the high school dance or whatever, that was an uncomfortable place for me.
That was for me too.
Okay. It's going out there and putting myself out there. That was not where I wanted to be. And that has stretched even to my early networking days. You know, when I would first go to the chamber lunches, and I felt horribly out of place. And yet there were people out there just chatting and you know, they are, and to us, they look like natural networkers, mm-hmm. right? Because they're able to carry on conversations with everybody around them. But they actually, in many cases, they are talking to the point where they aren't connecting.
Correct. As a matter of fact, this goes back probably 35 to 40 years ago. I belonged mm-hmm. to a ski club when I lived in Detroit.
Okay.
And every month we had a bar scene. the club meeting. But we met at a bar and drank and danced. And I enjoyed that because there were people that I knew that I could have individual conversations with, and I could also kind of stay in the sidelines, I guess, and just watch things happen. But there was one guy in our ski club. His name was Sam. Can't think of his last name now. He was, he loved to tell jokes. Okay. And they were always like stupid jokes. And that was his conversation style. He would come up and he would throw up on you without saying hi, Debbie, or, you know, what's going on or anything. He would just start a joke, and then it was like a monologue. He just kept going. I felt battered. Okay. I would start running away from Sam because I didn't want to talk to him, because I didn't talk to him, basically.
Yeah. It was just him.
Yeah.
It's expending energy at you, as it were.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's how he got his energy, was, you know, by being able to be on stage, basically.
Sure. Well, that can be off-putting to many of us, is that it feels like, as you put it, you're being battered.
Yeah.
It's too much. And especially those of us who are introverts, that saps our energy very quickly. And I know that, especially when I first started networking, being in that crowd, that drained me, just unbelievably. You know, 20 minutes was longer than I ever wanted to spend in a large crowd of people in a room. And that's hard to get around. So in many ways, you know, we talk about the vice versa here, what can an introvert learn from an extrovert? Maybe some of that is, how can you be more outgoing? How can you put forth the effort to reach out and actually connect with other people and talk with them? Because given our druthers, let's face it, I'm kind of happy in my office by myself.
Well, I think that one thing that introverts can learn from extroverts, or at least observe, is that those who are get their energy externally, they have a higher, or at least it looks like and feels like, a higher level of energy that's being pushed out. And so, I mean, that might be something that an introvert can learn from an extrovert, is to look at, you know, is your level of energy, does it appear that it's very flat and very minor? Can you push it up just a little bit? It doesn't have to be up there, you know, 100 like the extroverts are, but can you appear a little more animated, maybe?
Okay, yeah, I could see that. Where we look, at least appear engaging, mm-hmm. but maybe not to the level of the super extrovert who is literally just blasting everyone around them.
Yeah.
So it's so almost you know, to the point where we kind of need to somewhere meet in the middle.
Yeah. So, and I think extroverts can sit back and say, okay, who's really asking good questions that I can at least sit down and listen to, or maybe even invite them to lunch and find out how they talk with people so easily, and have conversations as opposed to just, well, I don't know. I don't think introverts are going to even notice that. I think we're done with this, Greg. I don't think the train shall meet.
You know, I don't know. For example, like my friend, you know, Mimi Brown.
Oh yeah, Mimi.
She's an extrovert.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Even if she insisted that she's an introvert, she's very much an extrovert. She loves being around people. She's a remarkable networker, though. She knows everyone because she is not only is she able to be outgoing, she's also able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And she also remembers people.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her one time, how do you stay connected with all these people? She says, whenever I think of them, I reach out to them. And in many ways, I think that's something we could learn as introverts is as soon as you think of someone, reach out to them.
Well, that was something interesting that Tracy shared with us this morning about mm-hmm. how they were trying to stay in touch with their members across the nation during COVID, and that they selected, a couple names every day, the headquarters staff, and reached out to those people. And I was like, wow, I love that idea.
Yeah. I mean, just at random, just reach out. And for us, that's not a natural behavior.
No.
Don't make me put my book down. I'm good. But if we could do that, if we could just, even if we have to think consciously about it, I think Mimi does it just because that's Mimi. You know, she reaches out to people just because, honestly, on my birthday, I usually receive a wonderful pair of socks from her. I mean, I admire her for that. I mean, I think that's a good portion of her success is because she not only has that extrovert's ability to reach out to everybody, but then she remembers and follows up, which I think is a much more, in some ways, introverted mechanism is that we're very comfortable with those one-on-one interactions as opposed to that large crowd. So,
yeah.
I guess there's a little bit we can learn from each other, but it's a hard thing. Is that for those of us who really don't make me get out of my little box here, I'm happy. But I tell people you can learn to be outgoing because that's just a skill. That's I go to that networking event, I can sit over in the corner, which is my natural tendency, or I can choose to go and find someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a wonderful thing that extroverts can do. And I wish it came by me naturally, but it doesn't. And it's a muscle like anything else. You can work at it and get better at it, mm-hmm. but if it's not something that comes to you naturally, that's something you have to concentrate on and actually do.
I think the thing that I think about is, I'm always curious, and that's what fuels my wanting to talk to others, is to find out whatever. I'm always curious about something about people. And so that's maybe what extroverts could incorporate into their practice is to, while we need to up our animation, they may need to become more curious.
Oh, I like that. I think that's a good way of looking at it. All right. Well, we won't belabor this one any further unless there's something else that's popped into your head that we need to discuss.
I'm ready for my nap, right?
For your nap. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. You know, we'd love to hear about your experiences as either an extrovert or an introvert and how it's affected your networking behaviors. So please do let us know all about that. If you'd like to hear more, of course, do subscribe. We come back to you every single week, and we would hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.